All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comic Corner. We are back with the Invisibles because you guys liked it so much, especially my BitChute audience. Thank you so much. You guys really, really liked this, so we're doing it again. In fact, it did more hits than I, like, imagined. Like, shit, 46 people actually interested in the Invisibles? It's like an old comic, and you guys really want me to do more? Okay, then let's go. Let's go on this journey that Grant Morrison created for us. Arcadia, Part 1, Issue Number 5. All we want is everything. Arjuna is a prince of the Pandava brothers. Krishna, an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, is his charioteer. And here is Duryodhana, an enemy of Arjuna. The Mahabharata is the story of a big fight between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. See how each has his own movement and way of speaking? This is the work of the Dalang. Very clever man, very skilled. That's the puppeteer, right? Ah, yes, the Dalang. He makes the voices and moves the puppets. He directs the gamelan musicians. His job is to make us laugh and cry. Very clever man. The Dalang is more than a puppeteer. His skill makes us believe that we see a war between two great armies, but there is no war. There is only the Dalang. Jillian and Madalo, a conversation. I rode one evening with Count Madalo upon the bank of land which breaks the flow of Adria towards Venice, above strand of hillocks heaped from ever-shifting sand, matted with thistles and amphibious weeds. Such as from Earth's embrace the salt ogre breeds, is this an uninhabited seaside, which the lone fisher, when the nets are dried, abandons, and no other object breaks the waste but one dwarf tree, and some few stakes, broken and unrepaired, and the tide makes a narrow space of level, and thereon, where it was, are wont to ride while day went down. This ride was my delight. I love all wastes and solitary places where we taste the pleasure of believing what we see is boundless as we wish our souls to be. And such was the ride, was the wide ocean, and this shore more barren than its billows, and yet more. Arcadia, Part 1, Bloody Poetry. Do you say then, George, that men are no more than slaves to chance? Do you truly believe that we cannot command our destiny, that the winds of circumstance play us like an Aeolian harps, and we have no music of our own? By God, Shiloh, you put such pretty words in my mouth. I'm damned if I said any of those things, but I do know this. Men are like sheep and will obey anyone who kicks their arses hard enough. I disagree. There is a drive in men towards liberty. As poets, it is our duty to turn our faces from the mire, to look up and tell our fellow men that we have seen a better world than this. I love the world. I love the whole turning, farting, pissing, shitting mess. I'm not so sure I could come up with a better one, or even if I'd wish to see it made perfect, what would we write about? There's a painting by Monsieur Poussin? I think it's Poussin, the Frenchman. It shows three shepherds and shepherdesses, and an ideal landscape, the Arcadia of the Greeks. These three stand by a tomb and are seen to contemplate the Latin inscription carved there, Et in Arcadia ego. And in paradise, I am. Exactly. Even in those sun-kissed vales, a grinning skeleton bares his teeth, mocking our dreams of a perfected world. I'll drink to that fine fellow any time. Sometimes I think you'll drink to anything. And the drunker you get, the more pessimistic you become. Is it any surprise? Here we are, talking of changing the world. George, the Lord Byron, and by Shelley, atheists, perverts, radicals, a pale vegetarian, and a club-footed sodomite. My verse sells to half-witted women and Byronic young bloods. Yours sells none at all. Do you, in all honesty, believe that we pose any threat to the governors of this world? They laugh at us and will see us to our graves. But our poetry will outlive them, George. A cannon fires only once, but words detonate across centuries. One day men and women will be equal and free from tyranny, free of God and fear, and we will have helped to hasten that day with our words. You talk utopia, but there was not one damn utopia that did not set its foundations in human suffering and pain. It begins with fancy words, but always ends in blood. Think of the terror in France, the hideous mountains of severed heads. It's our responsibility not to fall prey to cynicism and despair, George. The utopia I speak of lies in the imagination. It is not built. It grows. It grows in the hearts of men who love freedom. Our words must draw the maps of this new world so that others may find their way here. Or find their way there, rather. Listen, there is the asylum bill, calling the mad to vespers and prayer. Don't you wonder what lunatic dreams fill those heads, Shiloh? The greatest lunacy is to believe in a creator, George. By doing so, we deny our own divinity. Broken to the yoke of religion, we forget who made our burden and set it upon us. Did Blake not speak of mind-forged miracles? Gods and devils make terrified infants of us all. We must do away with them and stand up tall, be all that we dream of, happy, high, majestical. Some have different dreams. And the brighter the light, the darker the shadow. Too much to drink last night. Too much to smoke, and the American girl keeping me up all night. Why did you ask me to bring you to Prambanan so early? You and Christian... Hold on, you are Christian, and these are gods of the Hindu religion. Yeah? Ganesh is an old pal of mine, the god who breaks down obstacles. I always like to make a dedication to him at the start of any big venture, and 9's his number, so we're here at 9 o'clock, dig? I know it's not your kind of thing, is it, Agus? You're a one-god man, Allah Akbar. God is big. Yeah, our God is bigger than your God. Will you take a plane back to England now? Not this time. I just can't face the jet lag. I'll probably take one of my shortcuts. Ow! Shit, not so fucking hard. You're into this, aren't you? You're a fucking sadist, you are. Boy, that's a stupid fucking name for a girl anyhow. It's my code name. Just like yours is Jack Frost. So you're gonna just shut your mouth and learn to fight? I hate being called Jack Frost. I'm only doing it because Tom said. I don't know how I got myself into this shit. We got you into it. Every invisible cell has 5 members, right? It's all based on elemental symbolism. Earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. Well, something happened to one of our members and we had to bring in a replacement. Why me? Why did you have to pick me for? Our agents have been watching you for a couple of years, checking you out. You're young, fit, smart. You spent most of your life rebelling against control, and you've got a mean psychic talent worth developing. Let's do Saju Jirugi, basic 4-directional punch. That's one up the arse for them teachers who said I'd never make nothing of myself. You haven't made anything of yourself yet. Don't get cocky. Ready? Cho! Cho! This is a hellish place, George. Sometimes I feel most at home in hell. Ha! All the men of Europe see me as the very devil and all their wives want to fuck me. The devil has the best of it. His greatest failing, however, is that he accepts his place in the scheme of things and never tries to make a heaven of hell. Why are we here? Our debate last night sent me thinking, Shiloh. I had such a talk with another who came to Venice some months ago, a member of the Invisible College as we are, now gone mad. Do you have a point to make? Perhaps. So often the airy ship of dreams is dashed against those damned obstinate rocks of harsh reality. Let us examine the wreckage, Shiloh, and learn from it. Awake, sir, rise and slumber and play for us. Straighten the spine, relax your arms, and let your shoulders drop. Yeah, that's brilliant, that. You coming from New York. I wish I could live in New York. Fucking gangster rap, that's a real fucking buzz, that. Do you like Naughty by Nature? They're okay. I grew up with guys like that. It's no big deal. A lot of that stuff's just bullshit. Big guns, big dicks. The girls just laugh at them behind their backs. I like dancing to European techno. Techno's alright, man. You should come dancing with me. I'm a fucking great dancer. Yeah, well, if you do this yoga with me, you'll be even better. Otansana, alright? You remember this? Bend from the hips and lengthen the front of your body, chest open. You know, you ought to let Lord Fanny cut your hair. Hold on. I think I said that wrong. You know, you ought to let Lord Fanny cut your hair. I'm not letting that fucking poof anywhere near me. What's wrong with my hair anyway? It's too long. It'll get in your eyes when you're fighting. Then why is King... That's why King Mob's bald then, is it? Everybody keeps fucking going on about fighting and all that, but I still don't know who it is we're meant to be fighting with. We're fighting the other side. The forces that want to control people's lives and keep us asleep forever. Okay, come on up. You fucking lost me. Don't worry about it. It's better to keep a sense of humor about this stuff. Some people totally lose it in the field. We got agents out there who don't even remember they're invisibles. We're talking ultra paranoid. These people are operating on the edge of reality, Jack. Cover stories inside cover stories like Chinese boxes. Let's try Vrixana. Heal right up in the crotch. So, like I was one of the Invisibles before I even knew about it? Well, how do I know I'm really one now? If nobody knows who's working for who, how do I know I haven't joined the other side? Jesus, good question, Jack. Good question. Phew, what a scorcher. I suppose that's one good thing about the war. It's always sunny now. So where did you say you were going? Into London first. Probably go back to Europe once I'm done. I hear Berlin's nice now that they've rebuilt the wall. They say you can see the new one from space. I fancy spray painting my name on that. I think the baby's hungry. Cooey! I don't know what that is supposed to represent. She still cries a lot. I'm not sure who her dad was. There were so many of them, American soldiers. I suppose I was lucky. They killed a lot of the other girls. Oh, I guess the baby was crying there. Okay. I say she, but it's sort of hard to tell. I suppose it is a bit funny looking. The chemicals they were spraying them everywhere. She's got a lovely smile anyway. Yes. Would you like to hold her? Hello? Who's this then? Who's this? You've a funny name. King Mob. Is it a nickname? Oh, look. I was going to show you this before you go. I knitted it myself for her. It'd be nice when it's finished. It's good to have a hobby. Anyway, time I was on my way. My friends will be waiting for me. I'll send you a postcard if I get a chance. Take care, love. I'll try. Oh, I know who you remind me of. It's Gandhi from that film. Gandhi. That's me, 399s. Lovely. Cheers, mate. Excuse me. Huh? The Aztec god, Xipe Toltec, can be identified by his mask and suit of flayed human skin. My native land is the place of the unfleshed. Now, here's a little interesting Easter egg. Anybody who read the Hellraiser comics, now this is no longer canon, but a lot of people thought it was for the very long time. To Clive Barker's dismay, he was very upset about this. But, Pinhead was known as Xipe Toltec, the, of course, suit of flayed human skin, the mask, you know, they kind of put two and two together. And this was not real. We all know he's the Hell Priest now, you know, when the book came out that explained all that. So, you know, that was just a little something that we, you know, heard in the comics. There was even a whole comic about it, like the origins of Pinhead, and it was a big deal. And then, of course, I guess Clive got a hold of it, and he got rather upset. He's like, no, this is not my idea of the character. His name's not Xipe Toltec. It's not this crazy Mayan, or Aztec, rather, deal. And it was changed to what we now know was the Hell Priest. But there's a little background information. And the old Hellraiser comics, they're kind of like reading Tales from the Crypt. So you may find something interesting in them. But yeah, the Xipe Toltec stuff that they tried to make canon is absolutely not now. So there you go. Ah, the Scarlet Gospels. Yeah, I've got right here on the shelf. That's the book. What's all this about, mate? You got a problem or what? No, just come here. Come here. Dad, it's Dad. Have you got my 99, Dad? Yes. Hello, kids. What's wrong with his mouth, guys? And his eyes. Come to Dad. No, no. No. Do not go to Dad. He's late. 7:30. King Mob's late. He'll be here in time for the starter. I wonder what he's got lined up for us this time. I was really beginning to get used to being in London and just going around the stores. I bought some nice boots in Kensington Market. Yeah, it's nice here in the summer. Hey, before I get too pished, I want to find something out. The Invisibles, yeah, are there, like, lots of them? I mean, like, how many are there? How many angels can dance on the head of a pin, darling? How the fuck should I know? I'm fucking drunk on this. I've never met any angels. So, how do you know who's one and who's not? Have you got, like, special handshakes? You know, the Masons? Like, the Masons, yeah. Some Invisibles wear the blank badge. There's lots of ways to identify allies, but we don't really hang out with the others too much. We've worked with Jim Crow's cell in Haiti a couple of times, and King Mob knows a whole bunch of people, but that's about it. Security out here on the edge of security out here on the edge of things. It's all just shadows and disguises. It's best to work with a small group of people you can trust. Yeah, but what about the baddies? Who are they? How do we know? Hold on. How do we know who they are? I'm just trying to get this straight. I love Jack. He's so direct. The other side has its own agent, sweetheart. We call them Myrmidons. Fat old Mr. Gelt at Harmony House was a Myrmidon. I'm sure you knew that even then. A lot of the time, we can't tell who's an enemy until they show their hand. It's difficult work. We have to rely on psychic early warning systems. Speaking of which, Red Alert! Hey, look, he's here! Hey, Mr. K, we ordered you some nasi goreng. Christ, did it have to be Indonesian? Fish and chips would have done for me. You should try this champagne, man. It's brilliant. I've been on it all night. Well, orders have come through. One of our agents is being relocated on the space-time supersphere. You better get some of this down your neck before I finish it all. We've got the job of bringing him out. Oh, I hate this time travel shit. When do we have to go? Right after the coffee. Sooner we get this done, the sooner we can get out of the country. Thing is, there's a bit of a problem. Dig this. I found it in our good street mail drop, et in Arcadia Ego. And in Arcadia, it's signed Zype Toltec. Orlando. It's Orlando. He's here in London. We're in deep shit. You certainly know how to kill a conversation stone dead, darling. I don't believe we're going to perform a projection and leave our bodies lying around here with Orlando on the loose. I thought you lived for the danger, Fanny. Yeah, time to start living, honey. So, who's Orlando? Why is everybody shitting themselves? He's an assassin, Jack. One of the Fleshless. He works for the other side. The Fleshless? Jesus. And he's after us? Fucking hell. What are we doing here? I hope you got guns in this windmill. It's not a windmill. It only looks like a windmill. Yeah, right. So what is it then? What do you think? It's a time machine. Because of course. The banishings are all done. I think we can go now. Everybody join hands. I'm not fucking holding hands with him. It's not my hand, sweetheart. It's a satin evening glove from Harrods. Stop acting like a fucking moron, Jack, and just do it. The way this works, Jack, is that we fold psychic constructs of ourselves through one point in the supersphere to another. All you need is a post-hypnotic trigger, okay? Hold the shadow wall, Jack. Feel the shadow wall. Can you see the graffiti on the wall, Jack? Black wall, growing neon graffiti, luminous letters. Feel the shadow wall. Shit, what's happening? What's... And light. And dark. Can it be the same hand which plays both white notes and black? My skill is gone. Black wars with white. Keys like chessmen. I would play for you, but that my arms are burdened so with these chains. They have fashioned a most cunning torment for me. There are no chains about you, sir. There are ghost chains which fetter my spirit. Can you not see? I am in chains. All my life I have been in chains. I cannot move for the weight of them and drag them behind me where I go. But in their rattling, I hear such sweet music. Once in Rome, the Pope blessed me. The Pope, they say, is a very holy man with a hand no less holy, see? Since that day when I was blessed, I have known no peace of mind. A wind howls between my ears, harrying my thoughts, scattering loose papers inked on by lunatics. The Pope is the holiest of men. In pastures green he leadeth me, the quiet waters by. There is no death, there is no death. Dear God, deliver me from... Famous last words. Welcome to the revolution, Jack. Next, mysteries of the guillotine. Now, and there is the guillotine right there. Who is that fellow? We'll find out, won't we? Furies of the Guillotine. Les Tricoteuses. I'm not French. Scissor click of knitting needles as the tireless blades fall and fall again and blood atomizes in glassy winter sunshine. These are the women who cry loudest at the tribunes, howling for vengeance, for more blood, for more and more executions, razor hags of the Republic. In pastures green he leadeth me, the quiet waters by. There is no death, there is no death. Dear God, deliver me from... It is 1793, the first year of the terror. Look, a secret pattern... Oh, hold on. Wooden needles shuttle and lock and shuttle and lock, knitting together the red threads of history. Look, a secret pattern emerges, and in the absence of the old gods, new prayers are offered up to the patrons of revolution. Saint Guillotine, protectress of patriots, pray for us. Saint Guillotine, terror of the aristocrats, protect us. Kindly machine, have pity on us. Admirable machine, have pity on us. Arcadia, Part 2, Mysteries of the Guillotine. Saint Guillotine, deliver us from our enemies. Christ, I always forget just how bad the past smells. Never mind the steam engine. When are these bastards gonna discover soap? Let's just get this over with before they stink us to death. Hold on, he said, let's get this over and done with before they stink us to death. There we go. We just have to track down a local agent. He should be right in the middle of some kind of ritual, which is going to act as a homing beacon for us. Then we locate our man and pull him out. Easy. The pull of the spirit magnet's getting stronger. When you say our man, darling, who exactly are we talking about? Anyone I might know? Possibly. You might even have started to read one of his books, Fanny. Most people start them and never quite manage to finish. We're here to pick up Donatien Alphonse Francois, or Donatien the Marquis de Sade. Oh, terrific. First time travel. Now, S&M. Oh, terrific. First time travel. Now, S&M. Yeah, the Marquis de Sade. Go look him up. Ehezad he cow. E del Parna ah ba ta e va he ra ah gi o sel. Easy for you to say, baby. Ah, name of a name. Somehow it's always a surprise when it actually works, isn't it? Spirits from the world's future, from times to come. My God, Cagliostro was right then. The teachings of the Invisible College are not simply metaphors. All times are present together. There are so many things I want to ask you. My God, I thought I'd summon the secret chiefs of the Order. Afraid not. We're just toilers in the vineyard, same as you, Etienne. And there's not much we can tell you about the future. It's more important that you tell us what's been happening here. Ah, yes, well, the convention began voting last night on whether or not to execute the king. Meanwhile, I've heard talk that the guillotine is being moved to to the Place de la Concorde, which leads me to believe that Louis's fate, has already been decided. God's name, these are strange times. They say lights have been seen in the sky, clouds shaped like broken broken crowns. Others claim to have witnessed hideous things feasting on the poor remains in the mass graves of the charnel house of the innocents. You five are not the only spirits here in Paris, it seems. Pray come instantly to Est, where I should be waiting with Claire and Elise in the utmost anxiety for your arrival. You can pack directly after you get this letter. I employ. And employ the next day in that. The day after, get up at 4 o'clock and go post to Lucca, where you will arrive at 6. Then take Vetrino for Florence to arrive the same evening. I have done for the best, and my own beloved. Mary, you must soon come and scold me if I have done wrong, and kiss me if I have done right, for I am sure I do not know which, and it is only the event can show. Kiss the blue darlings for me, and don't let William forget me. Can't recollect me. Miss Shelley? Forgive me, but I heard the coachman mention your name when I boarded at Vetrino. You are the wife of the poet Shelley, yes? Would you like an apple? Well, no. Why would you accept an apple from a strange man? Count Cagliostro is still being held by the Inquisition in Rome. Saint Germain has disappeared again. Every second person in Paris is an agent of one secret power or another. I thought I understood it for a while. I thought we of the Invisible College were pulling the strings of the Jacobins. Now it's all gone to hell. In these days, it's hard to be sure who is working for whom. Double agents, triple agents, agents who can't even be described unless you're a professor of mathematics. Shit, half the time I don't even know what side I started out on. You should try visiting the 20th century. Jack, you okay? What's it look like? I feel fucking terrible. When's this gonna end? Are we dreaming? It's like we're dreaming. I feel like I'm tripping, man. I feel like shite. I want to stop this. When's it gonna stop? It'll be okay, Jack. Stay with it. Something's wrong. Jack's looking rough here. I think he's ill. He can't be ill. He's not even corporeal. 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 It might be some kind of shit. What is it? I thought I saw something up there. Bloody gargoyles. Can't live with them. Can't live without them. Nearby London. Nearby London, 95. Orlando has been busy. Round and round the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. How can we be sure the invisibles are there? Did he? They always do in the end. The monkey thought it was all in fun. Pop goes the weasel. Noise, just something to add piquancy to my work, yes. Where exactly is this windmill? Is it near? Really? Oh, God. Oh, good. Click, pop, goes the weasel. Click, pop, goes the weasel. Click. They've chased God from Notre Dame. That huge hollow barn is to be regarded now as a cathedral dedicated only to reason. Is there an irony there? I don't know. Reason sits in God's vacant throne while we celebrate the red mass of Saint Guillotine. Or guillotine, rather, not guillotine. People are mad. La mort est in sommeil eternel. See there, above the lintel, death is asleep forever. Heaven is abolished, and in its place they're promising utopia here on earth. Jesus, how many heads must we strike off? How big must the mound of corpses be before we can glimpse utopia from its peak? They call it the Sword of Liberty. God's name. I hope the future is better than this. Can other people see you? I mean, these other people here. Can they see you like I can? They can see us, but the thing is, our appearance doesn't fit the consensus reality here, so their brains will probably rewrite the information coming in through the optic nerves so that it makes sense. Never mind that. What can you tell us about the other spirits you mentioned? What? Oh, right. There's not a lot to tell. Rumors, mostly. You must understand conditions here. 1,000 people are being guillotined every month, and their bodies dumped in deep dishes. The zinc tubs which catch the blood from the scaffolds are also emptied into these pits. If there is clay in the soil, the earth rejects the dead. Corpses rise to the surface and the earth seethes with putrefaction. Recently, on certain nights, citizens claim to have seen hideous black shapes prowling the graveyards, digging in the corrupted dirt. The smell from the innocents, of course, is enough to send any brain reeling, but the stories I've heard say that the dead are being visited by things like insects. Like giant insects. Does that sound crazy? Is it any crazier than your presence here? Cipher, men. Shit. Shit? How'd they find out we'd be here? Or rather, it's a shit. How'd they find out we'd be here? There we go. These creatures, Etienne, I think they've come to interfere with our mission. We call them Cyphermen. Humans who've been modified by high-frequency subliminal transmissions. The signals suppress individual thought and encourage hive mind loyalty. Japanese corporations use them on office workers. Fucking shut up. I've got to get out of here. Still, suppose it gives me a chance to use this bastard. Disrupts the integrity of psychic projections. I call it the Ghostbuster. Help me, please, in God's name, help me. This smell. God's name, this is intolerable. We must leave. There's nothing we can do for these poor unfortunates. Someone help. Citizen Sod? Please, we must leave now. Or we really must leave now. I heard you the first time. I'm not deaf, though everyone else would seem to be. How many times must we endure these disgraceful scenes? Two, sometimes three people to one bed. Some like this one here sharing with another who has died. Is this how the poor must suffer? Who are not rich enough to set up private treatment rooms at home? God help me. The hospital management board must have our insistence that a man at least be allowed the dignity of dying in his own bed. I agree, but please, we must hurry. Hurry, by fuck, citizen. I'll hurry for no man. 16 years in prison, look at me. My back destroyed, my eyes, my chest. I have, for lack of exercise, developed such an enormous corpulence that I can hardly move about, much less hurry. I was not named Secretary of the Pikes Section based upon my athletic ability, but upon my... Look! A rat! Dear God! This is appalling. And what's that sound from the door there? See, like eating. I really cannot take it anymore. Then I'll investigate, gentlemen. It cannot be denied that I have the stomach for it. Perhaps the rats have prepared a banquet. Though God knows I'd be hard-pressed to tell the rats from the people in this. Zb, zb, enter and be welcome. It's strange that we should meet here, Miss Shelley. I have but lately finished reading your modern Prometheus, the Frankenstein, barely 2 weeks ago, in fact. A most intriguing theme, excellently elaborated. Surprising that a young woman should be capable of such work. You're very kind, sir. Young women are capable of a great deal more than we are generally given credit for. Quite so. I am also familiar with the Vindication of the Rights of Women written by your mother, Mary Wollstonecraft, I believe. A remarkable woman. Met her briefly in Paris when she was living with the American Gilbert something, Imlay? That was during the Terror 25 years ago. And your father, Godwin. Yes, radicalism is in your blood, I fancy. And now, Shelley, the exile firebrand. If you met my mother, you must have been very young, sir, for you seem no older than 35. Now, if you pardon me, I am older than I appear, Miss Shelley. My features do not bear the marks of what I have seen and done. I have been lucky. And these are your babes? This child is very quiet. Yes, I fear she is not well. My husband wishes us to join him in Venice, where he is visiting with Lord Byron. Our schedule is quite grueling, and the weather very hot. The journey is rather long for such a small child. Yes, we need our poets, Miss Shelley. Tell me, have you heard of the Invisible College? I have heard of them. I have heard that they are a secret society of Rosicrucians and Illuminists dedicated to the ideals of liberty. Some say that these Invisibles were the secret power behind the revolutions in America and France. Why do you ask? We need our poets and dreamers. We need our utopias, but radical performers must never forget the price that is so often paid by those who seek to change the world. Let Prometheus beware, he who reaches from out to steal the fire from the gods must risk burning his fingers. Be strong, Miss Shelley. Take care. You have not told me your name, sir. No, I have not. Will you feed with us? Oh, sorry. Will you feed with us? Come feed. Come dig with us for buried treasures. Delicacies freshly quarried from flesh. Not real. It's not real. It's a wax model. It must be one of those anatomical Venuses on which the medical students of Florence and Vienna practice their trade and no doubt satisfy their drunken lust. Come closer. Worship at this impure altar. Shrine of abomination. Impossible. Nitrous oxide. I have inhaled the fumes and fallen into a delirium. But what a case of jewels is here unlatched. Unknown landscape of soft rubies. I've imagined the human body, the female body, subject to every outrage, but this, to see this, here, real. Touch. This long-lost native land, stinking Red Eden. We came from this horrible, this here, God, to dabble my fingers in the mystery of the furnace and of generation and... Bollocks! Zzz, you heard me, Jiminy Cricket? Stay back. Impossible. Shit! Show yourself, make your presence known, and here! No. Not this. Nah, over here, ugly. Hey, you're it. Impossible. The sound of sliding blades, the temperature rises red in the glass, the fever heat of revolution, cesarean birth of a better world. The guillotine is the prototype murder machine. Mass execution turned over to the bureaucrats, the living and the dead. Toted up as credits and debts in an accountant's ledger, the shadow of the scaffold cast across the 20th century. The division of head from body, the head of state struck from the body politic, democracy of the blade, holy royal blood sangreal, spelled in plebeian straw, standing souvenir handkerchiefs and envelopes, talismans, relics. The theater of mortality, disgruntled crowds call for more spectacle, the instant of amputation remains invisible. The moment of death unrecordable. The lightning stroke across the strutter. The shutter. A blue-edged photograph. The severed head becomes its own frozen image in this portrait machine. The script. The actors. Final performances. Famous last words. Madame Roland. Oh, Liberty! How many are the crimes... oh, Liberty! How many are the crimes committed in thy name? Les Tricotosis. The neck bared. The weighted razor poised. Mysteries of the Guillotine. So basically, what we want to do is take a psychic projection of you back with us to the 20th century. A cutting. You'll be like a ghost there, but when you reach the end of your life here, you'll unite with your future projection. I know it sounds ridiculous, but trust me. Only part of it. Hold on. This is a hallucination, a fever dream. Only part of it. There's your Venus. Doesn't look quite so sexy without her makeup, does she? The Cyphermen manipulate perception with microwave emissions. That's why you can't afford to... Stop talking. We have to get out of here. Something's gone wrong. Robin is right. I can feel the web strands twitching all the way back to the windmill. And look at Jack. Tremors in the web back towards the Southwest Station, KM. I think something's trying to interfere with our return. They've shut down a re-entry gate. This is serious. Okay. We still got another return option. Oh, hold on. There's a little bit more here. He just says, yeah, get us out of here. Fuck this. I want to be fucking sick. Wrong. What do you mean? And then that's what he says. Okay. Sorry about that. Sometimes, you know, you miss a couple of bubbles. Orlando's postcard. The original's in my pocket back home. It's a good strong image. We can take a fix on that and use it to project ourselves back to the center of the mandalum. Everybody ready? I feel sick. I can't breathe. He's here. Fuck, get me out of here, man. It's all right, Jack. We're leaving now, yeah? Wait a moment. I have no intention of going anywhere with people and you people until you... It's too late. We're gone. Name of a name. This work is destroying my sanity. What in buggeration is happening here? What in buggeration is happening here? Jesus Christ, where's the windmill? Shit, I don't believe it. Where the hell are we? And what happened to everyone else? Oof. I couldn't agree more. What a scene this is. Which little lamb to start with? Yes, the new recruit. Bit by bit by bit. Bit by bit by bit. Next, 120 days of Saw It All. Now that is a good piece. The Banker. And now, dear reader, you must open your heart and mind to the filthiest story told since the world begun. We four, with both time and money at our disposal and long experience of libertinage, are gathered here at the Castle of Siling to indulge our appetite for a debauchery taken beyond all limits. The Judge. With us are three wives, one daughter, four whores, whose nightly discourses will serve to inflame our lusts. Four ugly crones, eight lusty men, and 16 lost souls kidnapped from their families. Also three cooks and three scullery maids. The Bishop. The castle gates are to be sealed for 4 months from November to February. Snow and an impassable moat place us beyond the reach of all judgment here. It is we who define the limits of the world. We who impose such laws as we deem fit. We who are set above you like gods. The Duke. Yet the name of God is not to be spoken except as a curse. Nor must there be any show of mirth. The chapel will be used as a toilet, but only by our leave and our strict instruction. With our company to serve us, we will explore the four passions in this order. Simple, complex, criminal, and at the end, murderous. Weak, chained creatures whose only fate is to please us. You are to expect nothing but humiliation. We will use you without pity. We will mock your pleas and petitions. What will you hold out to us that we will not trample underfoot? No one knows you are here. Your friends and relatives cannot find you. You are already dead and draw breath only at for our pleasure. Here, alone at the end of the world, concealed from all eyes, beyond the reach of any creature, no more curbs and no more barriers. How desire is served by such securities. Let it begin. Shit. Arcadia, Part 3. 120 Days of Saw It All. This isn't really what I'd hoped for. This place. What has been done to me? What does it feel like? Like I'm dreaming and my body is somewhere else, asleep. I can feel the sun. Smell the cut grass. But it's like dreaming. It's just us. The others are nowhere around, and there's definitely no windmill here, that's for sure. You got any ideas about what's happened to us? We're in the Ontic Spear. Looks like the Zone's taken an imprint off that bloody postcard. Christ, what went wrong? Nobody knows our time travel codes, do they? The enemy don't have the Gnostic engineers with that kind of skill. There's no way their head hackers could have breached our circle. This is a pain in the arse. We're just going to have to follow this through to the end and hope it takes us back home. And these, here, look. Why do they move so slowly? I might have known we'd end up somewhere like this. Oof, oof. Is this truly what it appears to be? The Castle of Silling. How can this be that I am alive in one of my own fictions? Am I dead? Not yet. Pretty much anything can happen here, Desaad. We're at the mercy of the way in which the Ontic Highway chooses to manifest itself in response to our subconscious requirements. Dig? But surely we can go no further than the moat. We can go anywhere the exit decides to take us. The best thing to do is to treat the whole thing as a dream. We have to go through this exit, no matter what shape it takes. The only way out is this way. I told you I hate this time travel shit. This is fucking my head up, KM. Seriously. And if we're here, shit. I just hope the others are okay. Does it hurt? It does hurt, doesn't it? Look at it, such a small piece of you. Trump, wrench. Fuck. Fucking hell. Struggle all you like. You're mine. And I like it when you struggle. Wake up, for fuck's sake. He's cutting my fucking finger off. Somebody wake up. He's killing me. The bastard's killing me. Killing you, yes. Oh, but can you imagine how I kill? The things I show you at the end. Bastard. Fuck. I'll peel the flesh from your bones and destroy the others dressed in your soft skin, screaming with your voice. I don't think so. Put him down. Put him down now, or I swear I'll kill you. Really? And what are you going to do? Stab me with your high heels? That's right. Will you come up and join us, Shiloh? Mary and the Hopners are waiting for us on the Ponte Suspiri. And the point is, it's probably the point of something. Come now, sir. Don't ask me to drag my useless foot down these slimy stairs just to fetch you. You must be pleased, George. How so? Do you really think I'd find some satisfaction in your grief? Your cynicism has been vindicated. I stand revealed as a naive dreamer, always talking of changing the world, yet unable to see what lies in front of me. My baby is dead, my little Clara, and I am to blame. I watched her die in Mary's arms. I imagined May and the little ones flying to me in a golden chariot. I gave no thought to their distress or to the heart and the rigors of the journey, and I insisted they undertake. The heat, not the heart. Hold on, let me do that again. I imagined May and the little ones flying to me in a golden chariot. I gave no thought to their distress or to the heat and rigors of the journey I insisted they undertake. While I prattled of utopia, my child was dying of dysentery. I thought we were Leon and Cynthia, unconquerable heroes of the struggle for liberty. But see, we are only people, after all. The procuress of Madame Guerin, of whom I have spoken, set her eye on the daughter of an innkeeper in Rue Saint-Denis. I believe that is Denis. The pious girl had resisted every seduction until Madame Guerin enticed her into the hands of a clergyman of 55 who had a remarkable talent for beguiling virgins into vice. I like this fellow already. In but 2 hours of conversation, the man was certain to turn the best behaved and the most modest young lady into a perfect trollop, and yet he himself never once touched those placed in his charge. 2 hours in this man's company, that's all. The innkeeper's daughter arrived shortly thereafter at Madame Guerin's, eager to begin her work. As for the man, he left, as always, without returning to see the effort of his efforts. Or the result of his efforts. Let me try that again. As for the man, he left, as always, without returning to see the result of his efforts. Now that is an interesting person here. An extraordinary character. Surely we must assume that these seductions were more preparations for some more serious debaucheries. I'll wager this man was a bugger. What do you say, Duclos? Let's have more details. Of the man, I can say no more. But of the tavern keeper's daughter, whose name was Henriette, there is more to tell. Her initiation into lewdness was begun thus. I see how they're doing that. Duclos has aroused me nicely. I fancy I'll spend my fuck in due course. Really? Okay. I have it in mind to deflower one or two myself tonight, but first we must distinguish which among these is to grant each of us his or her virginity. I want to see my possessions clearly identified. Yeah! There! No! No! You can't wait, can you, my dear? Oh, no! This one's ready to be made use of. His virtue's but a commodity now as it should be. Let's have the next. By fuck, this has got me hot, and no mistake, to see them like cattle, the very concept of freedom burned from their minds. No! Yeah, this is only the beginning of it. I fancy there will be electronic tagging of newborns' necks and banks of DNA fingerprinting files. All in the name of law and order. It's important to know exactly where one's property is and what mischief it's getting up to. This is sick. I tried to show him where it would all lead, the hypocrisy of the Enlightenment. These are the monsters bred by the God of Reason. Idealists and reformers all become executioners in their turn. The road to Utopia ends with the steps of a scaffold, the endless moment of the guillotine. Come off it. Why don't you admit you're just a dirty old sod? Well, that too. 16 years in prison with only a wooden pole to shove up my arse for a little fun. That and my pen and paper and my imagination. I wanted revenge. I wanted to wreck the world and shit in the ruins. I built a door made of words, escaped through it. I wished blackness and annihilation on my captors, my family, God, and humanity. I went into the pit. I showed the rotten face of corruption behind the painted mask of the state. Alone in my cell, I unmade civilization. I let the beast out of the cage devour a moral universe conceived by liars and dissemblers. I expose the monsters who govern us and make pretty speeches while dining on the entrails of children, says you. And then the revolution came, and I saw the weak become strong, and do in their turn what the strong have always done to the weak. I was sickened. I'm a libertine, yes, but I'm neither a criminal or a murderer. Don't be afraid. There must be a way out of this dreadful place. Christ will save us. God will. Oh! Rules disobeyed. Regulations flaunted. There is no way out. There is nothing beyond these walls but solid rock, extending in all directions to infinity. Here, fresh from Saturn's kitchen. Ah, no! When we are done, you'll luxuriate in filth. Oh yes, there's more where that came from. You yourself will be the factory for its manufacture, authority, and submission. There's civilization for you. Man is a wild animal. Do we really have to watch this? Isn't there something we can do here? Not really. We just have to get through it and try to see the funny side, I suppose. You seem lost. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how I got here. Ah, where exactly am I? This is René La Chateau. You must have heard the stories. I assume you were an American tourist. They come through now and again, sniffing at the skirts of the mystery. Some of them play me at chess. René La Chateau, that's in France, right? Where have I heard that name? There was a man, a priest named Beringer Saunier, who came here 100 or so years ago. Perhaps you've heard of him. He was a poor man, but very intelligent. He read and he read, burying himself deep in the Germanic legends of the region, stories of pilgrims and Templar treasures. With little else to busy him, he set about restoring the church there. During this work, he found two parchments hidden in hollow pillars. Thinking the writing on the parchments to be in code, the priest sought the assistance of certain ecclesiastical authorities. While in Paris, Saunier purchased three reproductions, one of a painting by Poussin, Les Bergers d'Arcadie. Probably I'm not reading that right. Maybe it's Arcade? I don't know. Arcade? I don't know. Curiously, Saunier began to spend a great deal of money, some of which was used to redecorate the church. He installed a series of strange painted plaques and erected a statue of the lame demon, Asmodeus. Above the lintel, he placed an inscription in Latin. This place is terrible. Terrible, huh? I think I can handle it. The story's popular with tourists. They like its strange resonances, its imitations of unknown wonders. And treasure. Who wouldn't wish to find buried treasure? And yet how often hidden treasure turns to slurry and dross in the light of the sun? We never quite learn, do we? This young novice monk, whom I had corrupted and got up as a very pretty girl, was set to work on his own family. In this female guise, he was made to seduce his own father and brothers. Then in return for the delights of his arse, to which the boy quickly enslaved them, He persuaded his brothers to torture and murder their mother. All of this under the cruel direction of the boy and his father, now husband and wife. 4 months, 4 months, and still we have not touched the boundaries of what is possible. If I could but make this boy pregnant in defiance of all nature, then at the culmination of his unnatural labor, I'd discharge a bullet into his guts. By fuck, it's not enough. Our time here is almost done, and I remain unsatisfied. Let me commit the ultimate crime. Would that I might smear my shit across the face of the moon and sully her purity forever with my filth. Let me suggest the only satisfactory ending to this play. Perhaps there should have always been a fifth here with us, the general. Hold on. Perhaps there should have always been a fifth here with us, the general. He has sent us this. The world cries out for punishment, wants us to punish it as it deserves. The black caps called for here. Let the missile fly. Let the bomb fall. Bring down the sky. Do your bit, boy. Yes. Tend all life. To put out the light of the world. Yeah. On your knees, child, that we may use you while you pray to your deaf and blind God. Did you ever believe you could kill, child? I doubt it. To kill is a sin, you were told. But to kill in our name is your duty. You would send your sons and daughters to war for us and make no protest. There. Christ is within you, child. Do it now. Do as you're told. To see all life extinguished, the triumph of death. Do it. Do it now. Click. The light of reason. Ours is an age of reason, an age of line and measure. Reason will make Mother Nature a whore bound for our pleasure, and set us high on glorious thrones as masters of the universe. And you, if you were given leave to do anything, anything at all, with none to judge or punish you, none to say enough, no more, how far would you go, further than we have gone? Look at you, you wanted it. What did you ever do to stop us? Guilty, all guilty. The last strange snow of winter falls. Geiger counters click and chatter, ticking getting slower, receding, becoming quiet. Spring is coming. You can always look on the bright side. In the end, it's just a big joke, isn't it? They've got all that power, but they'll never get out of that castle. They can't even imagine a way out. My ending was different. The libertines returned to Paris, unmolested, unpunished. What do you want? What's this all about? We want to remind people where the exits are. That's all. We want to show people how to make their own exits, even if they have to use dynamite. And we want them to love us for it. Mad. This world is mad, and I'm mad to live in it. I agree. You're going to love San Francisco. Mary, the carriage is waiting to take us to the academy. I can think of no better cure for melancholy than a room filled with beautiful pictures. Well, perhaps I can, but pictures will have to do. Oh, and on the way, I would like to give you the manuscript of Mazeppa, my new poem. I had hoped that you might have time to fair copy it for me. Of course I will, Albie. You mustn't worry about me. My father often told me that only those with weak and cowardly natures abandon themselves to sorrow. Suffering is a vanity. To that I have no reply, having always been a vain man. Poets have a right to vanity and pride. They steal the power of creation from the gods. They remake the world with words and in the image of their dreams. They remake the world with words and in the image of their dreams. The rest of us must then live in it. You know where I come from. The pitiless land, the place of the unfleshed. You know you can't hurt me. I know you're full of shit. What are you gonna do, eh? Gun, come on, where's your fucking gun? Fuck! Hey, you! You're fucked. Shite. It won't fucking fire. It won't fire. Bitch. Ugh. Stupid human beings. Little human beings. I am fleshless and old as four suns. I have no heart. Fuck. Oh, yes. It's 1:30 in the morning. I have no idea where they're going. I cannot read that. In the presence of the Octonomos, eightfold name, the measure of heaven and earth. It's too late now. Oh, sorry. It's too late now. Too late. We have what you wanted. Ours now. What I wanted? Here on the altar stone. See. The Oracle. Ours now. Oracle? What Oracle? What are you talking about? The head. The engine of prophecy. Lost treasure of the Templars. The head of John the Baptist. Next, H-E-A-D, head. Wow, I don't even know if I've gone this far. Well, it's funny. Here we are careening towards the crash barrier of the 21st century, and suddenly you think, who's driving this fucker? You know what I'm saying? Who's in charge of the bus, man? I think about that all the time. In the 60s, right? In the 60s, you had your Timothy Learys and what's his name? Cuckoo's Nest, Kesey. All those guys, they were at the wheel. They could see the road ahead, right? They told us all we had to do was get fucked up on LSD and we'd turn into super people and build the promised land out of rainbows and flowers. Shit, I fell for that shit. Blacklight posters. I really thought we were changing the world. I really felt for a moment that we were actually going to win, man. When I finally came down, it was 1985. Shit. From free love to safe sex, huh? Whatever happened to the revolution? Look, it's speaking. What did I tell it? Nice talking to you. Sorry if I got carried away. Speed. Gotta go. Jesus, you'd think it had a mind of its own. In future, it'll do as it's told. Arcadia, Part 4. Head. Don't think I've gotten this far. Yes, mistress. I'm sorry. Oh. She's a dom. Well, I mean, obviously. So, will this automatically make it adult corner? I don't even know anymore, guys. Literally don't fucking know. I'd say the entire book is for adults, though. I mean, God, look at what we just seen. People say, yeah, I just looked at what you showed us the past couple of pages. I would assume it's for adults, Grimm. Yeah, okay. But I'd like to make my adult corner to be... not the horrible rape and molestation of young boys by altar, like it's supposed to be like sexy comics. I don't find that arousing. With good, you know, good reason for that. That does not do a thing for me, guys. It's rather horrific, I might say. Oh, brave new world that has such people in it. Thought you might like it. Look at them. I was sent to the bloody Bastille for doing in private what these bastards are free to do publicly. What did that arsehole have to say for himself? I understood only a little. He was talking about revolutions, or the revolution, I suppose, there only is ever one. I think he felt let down by his driving instructors. He thought he had to just sit back in his seat and be taken everywhere. He didn't realize they were just showing him what to do. Does that really surprise you? People are afraid to grow up and take responsibility for their lives. They want a mummy, a daddy, a teacher to punish them and tell them where and when to pee. Yeah, I told him you were the Marquis de Sade, but he didn't believe me. Who would? S&M? By fuck! I sought an unmarked grave. I wanted my body dumped in a ditch, my name erased from history's pages, and my works forgotten. Yet look, I have become immortal. Too late. We have uncovered the Templar Oracle. It belongs to us. Yeah, right. So what exactly did you say this stupid-looking thing was? It is what you came here to René Le Chateau to find. The head of John the Baptist, head of Revelation, prophet of the coming apocalypse. It sleeps and dreams of things to come, centuries sleeping. But this key wakes it, makes it speak. Round and round, right round, baby, right round like a record. Continuing to the eschaton, 33 1/3 revolutions per minute. 45 revolutions per minute, 78 revolutions per minute and counting. Faster, faster, time accelerating at my back. I always hear tick, time getting faster. Winged chariot drawing near. We are moving across the event horizon. No more future. No more past. No more present. You shouldn't have come here, Invisible. The head has demanded a sacrificial tribute. You won't be killed, just changed. Well, that's a relief. Let me get this straight. What did the head say you had to do to me? Surgery. When it's over, you will be empty like us, ready to be filled. Now, lie down. You know, I've been desperate to do this ever since I saw The Subterraneans. It's a pretty depressing film, but the party scenes are good. The British Beat films are more fun. Beat Girl, it's a classic. John Barry's soundtrack, The Glory of Gillian Hales. Brilliant. Excuse me. You must forgive me for interrupting this fascinating discourse, but I believe you intended to tell me just why I've been brought here? Oh, right. Well, we hope you're going to help put together a blueprint for the future of humanity. Simple as that. This is a crisis point, right? We're coming up on the apocalypse at last, and things could still go either way. We're in the final furlong in a race between a never-ending global party and a world that looks like Auschwitz. Ah, so it's more feeble-minded utopianism? I thought you were more intelligent than that. I have no wish to live in anyone's perfect world but my own. Exactly. That's why we're trying to pull off a track that'll result in everyone getting exactly the kind of world they want. Everyone. Including the enemy. Come on. Try the safety catch. Shit, come on, for fuck's sake. Alright, you bastard. You missed. It's not as easy as it looks on television, is it? Guns are so much heavier than they look. Get to fuck. Ah! You're getting better. I felt that one. Orlando! Yes, what do you want? You're bleeding to death. You must be. I slashed open your chest. Latex and silicone breast forms, darling. These cost me a fortune in Amsterdam. You've just ruined them. Ah, what are you? What kind of thing are you? I'm not half the woman I used to be, thanks to you, and you're in trouble. Smart drinks? What is it about smart drinks? You ever tried smart drinks, KM? Yeah, last time I was in San Francisco. It's weird. I remember all my multiplication tables from school. Word perfect. 7 sevens or 49, 7 eights or whatever they are. Maybe I'll try it just as soon as we get back to our bodies. When are we heading back? I want to feel my heart beating again. I want to sweat. We can go back to the windmill as soon as the Marquis mastered English. One good thing about being a ghost is that the stuff comes easy. Look at him chatting away now. I imagine you've been psychically shanghaied 200 years into the future and told you were to be a decisive player in the final battle at the end of the world. He's a game, old boy. I'll give him that. Yeah, so what are we going to do until the world ends? We're going to dance ourselves dizzy. Come on. Ah! How many angels can dance on the head of a pin, darling? How many pins in a cushion? Look, you're wasting your time trying to be menacing. We will stop the endless tide of thoughts. No more decisions, no more responsibility, no more pain. We will make you quiet inside. Good girl. Good thing. Oh, for Christ's sake, this is ridiculous. I'm a psychic projection. My real body's thousands of miles away. There's nothing you three can do to me. Why don't you just stop for a minute? Listen to the head. Listen to what it's actually saying. Grr, no more firmament, no more core and mantle, no more sea. See, trap, to out, yot, foolish, goss, root, it. The Templars did have a secret, but you're too dumb to understand it. You are, to click off, be, get, got, in Arcadia, ego, see? And in Arcadia, I am. It's the language the head's using. Glossolalia. Totally random vowel and consonant sounds. Speaking in tongues? We're all hearing different things. We're hearing what we want to hear. And you poor bastards can't hear anything but instructions and commands. That's what happens when all you can think about is how to obey orders. Tell your masters you've discovered the secret treasure of the Templars. Tell them it doesn't matter. The Invisibles don't need it. The head's all yours. Other flowering isles must be in the sea of life and agony. Shiloh? Shiloh, are you there? Why are you not with your wife, sir? Mary tells me you've been cloistered here for days. She wants to speak to you. What can we say to one another, George? Our little daughter lies dead. Work is all that consoles me. These lines written among the Euganean Hills. Or the Euganean Hills, I say, you know. I've been trying to put our recent discussions into verse, but have not the heart for it at present. I can pour only grief onto the page. Oh, Shiloh, Shiloh. Stop playing the wounded martyr. We may be poets, we are simple men. First, George Byron and Percy Shelley, no more. Stop chasing that shining city on the horizon. You only drop down in the dust, exhausted and no closer to its walls. Remember Pantisocracy? That vision of an ideal community dreamed up by Southey and Coleridge? And which all, I think it's Southey and Coleridge, and which all property was to be shared and men and women would live together as equals in pastoral bliss? Ha! How quickly the dream began to unravel when that priggish Christian virgin Southey began to complain bitterly about Coleridge's slovenly habits and perpetual dreaminess. So fell that noble brotherhood in anger and compromise and misunderstanding. And so must fall all our hopes and dreams. Who cares? Stop talking to the future, Shiloh. Go to your wife and child who need you more. Even in my imagination you chide me, George. I cannot stop talking to the future. I have so much I must say to the unborn, suffering multitudes. I know where utopia lies. It is here. Where is the love, beauty, and truth we seek but in our mind? The golden country forever new. The home of all hearts untouched by time and pain. Here. Waiting for us to grow up and recognize it and come home. Do you know who I am, Orlando? I am Ometeotl, double god of the 13th heaven, grandmother father of the gods. Tezcatlipoca, the smoking mirror. Tlaloc, god of raining. Chalchihuitl of the jade skirt. I'm not, or maybe it's Chalchihuitl. It's probably Twickaway. You know, it's probably Uay. It's also the away sound. It's probably Chalchihuitl of the jade skirt. Xiuhtecuhtli, the turquoise lord. Zlotiotl, eater of excrement, eater of excrement, filth goddess. How do you know these names? These are old names from an earlier sun. And, Mictlantecuhtli, the dead landlord in the place of the weeping, the place of the unfleshed. You've strayed far from home, little Orlando. Little unfinished one, you don't belong here in the world of the fourth sun. Ah! You have stolen the name of Xipe Toltec. The lords are not pleased. Stay away. Stay away from me. Stay away. Don't take me. I got him. I fucking got him. Cover your eyes, Jack. I'm opening the bone door into Mictlan. What? What are you talking about? Mictlan. Hell. A door into hell. Just shut up. Cover your eyes. Don't look. Do you hear the crack, crack, crack of the door opening, Orlando? Do you hear the lamenting voices of the unworld calling you? Time to go home. Your brothers and sisters are waiting at the gate. No, don't take me back. I won't go. Fucking hell, what's all that singing? It's horrible. I won't. Whoa. This is way too weird. I've got to take these fucking things. Sorry. I got to take these things off. It's freaking me out. Shit was like, oh, wow. It's VR. Look at that! Well, I mean, it's not the first comic to predict VR. Come on now. Shit, it was like visuals like, oh, I feel like my head's gonna come off. Something downloading into my brain. That's cool, it's okay. Remember, you took that hit of Syrian rue on top of the acid. Hedonic engineering and development. The new revolution. From one bunch of heads to another in 200 years. Yeah, listen, KM. I really think it's time we get back to the windmill. I've got a bad feeling about all this stuff. I want to know that everyone else is okay, okay? Okay. See, it's like there's this attractor at the end of time, like a sort of singularity, a black hole, and it's pulling us all towards it. So things are getting faster. History's going to end on the morning of December the 2nd of 2012. That's what Terence McKenna says. You can work it out with the I Ching. I'll be like 35, which sucks, but it didn't happen. But we're all gonna, like, make the... Well, maybe it did. I keep thinking, you know, maybe we jumped into another dimension. Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird, right? But we're all gonna, like, make the evolutionary jump into hyperspace, so it doesn't really matter. It'll be paradise. If you take DMT, you get connected up with the machine elves on the other side. It's so weird. It's kind of hard to get DMT right now. Oh, yeah. Man. If we get into the fucking machine elves, like, I haven't looked into that much. That's something, though, I'm very curious about, the machine elves. Because I keep hearing about these machine elves. Interesting. Tell me, do you like to fuck like the dog? What? Wow, you're so cool. Well, I mean, that's what he said. He said, tell me, do you like to fuck like the dog? Really? I mean, maybe that's what he said. He's like, wow, you're so cool. For an older guy, that is. For an old guy, that is. We're thinking about leaving now. Are you going to be okay on your own? Our agents will keep in touch to see how things are going. Don't worry about me. I feel quite at home in all this bloody chaos, and I'm making so many wonderful new friends. Queen to F7, mate. So, did you hear it? Did you learn the secret of the Knights Templar? Did you hear what Baron Gersonier heard over 100 years ago? He thought it was the voice of the demon Asmodeus, the adversary of the Baptists. I heard it, yeah. It's the language, isn't it? The true tongue, lost after Babel, the language of the angels. And the symbolism of the severed head contains mysteries within mysteries. And in Arcadia, in paradise or utopia, whatever you want to call it, we'll all speak like the head in there. Is that it? The treasure is a new language? Not new, eternal. Glossolalia is the language of ecstasy and dreams, the primal tongue of fire. It is the original voice of the unconscious mind, and everyone who hears it interprets it differently. Everyone hears what they need to hear. The unconscious speaking directly to the unconscious, invisible speech. What kind of word might we make? What kind of world might we make where such a language would be the common tongue? I'm planning on being around to see it. Lots of people want to stop us getting there. Like those poor creatures on the church? When one reaches my age, one sees through the struggle. One sees all for what it truly is. It's just a game. Would you like to play? I've played enough today. Thanks anyway. You don't look that old. No, I never have. With folded wings, they waiting sit for my bark to pilot it to some calm and blooming cove, where for me and those I love may a windless bower be built. He's been in there for so long, Mary. I'm very worried. I've never seen him like this. Perhaps he thinks he can write our daughter back to life. How lucky poets are who can nail themselves to their pain for all the world to see. There's much to be said for hanging on a cross, Claire. You need not look down at the people weeping below. You can gaze instead at the sky. Perhaps he will never come out. Come with me, William. Let's go to the river and see the ducks. Far from passion, pain, and guilt, in a dell mid Lonnie Hills, which the wind see murmur fills, and soft sunshine and the sound of old forests echoing round, and the light and smell divine of all flowers that breathe and shine. We may live so happily there that the spirits of the air, envying us, may even entice to our healing paradise the polluting multitude. By their rage would be subdued by that clime divine and calm. And the love which heals all strife, circling like the breath of life, all things in that sweet abode, with its own mild brotherhood. They, not it, would change, and soon every sprite beneath the moon would repent its envy vain, and the earth grow young again. Christ, how did you manage to do this, Orlando? How did you manage to do this to Orlando, Fanny? I scared him. Obviously he'd never seen a tranny before. Then I allowed myself to be possessed by Mictlantecuhtli, the god of death. Never again. I still smell like dirt. I don't like this. First our time travel codes get scrambled. Then Orlando, bloody Orlando, gets through the windmill's protective circles. Shit. How about you, Jack? You doing okay? Yeah, I'm fucking brilliant, man. You'd be fucking brilliant, too, if somebody cut your fucking finger off with a pair of gardening shears. What do you think? Stay still, Jack. Look at my hand. I'm in fucking agony. I shot him and he didn't fucking die. Orlando's not human. He's a demon. This is the Invisibles, Jack. Weird shit goes on all the time. There's no way he should have been able to get near to us, though. Well, he got near me, all right. First I have a fucking dream where I'm in the past, and then I wake up with him cutting off my finger. I had a normal life before you fucked it up. I had a fucking finger for a start. You lot are useless, sitting there sleeping. The only one who did anything was that poof in a dress. Will you please stay still? We're going to have to consider the possibility that someone's giving the enemy information about our every move. This could mean serious trouble. Not for me, man. I've got nothing to do with you. I've had it, right? You can take your fucking invisibles and shove them up your arse. I'm going home. That's the place. We've got them, sir. I've lived too long in the darkness. Here in the shadows, under bridges, on the edge of dark woods, waiting for men and cars, counting money, wiping the blood and semen from my buttocks in the dreary light of wet mornings. This isn't what I imagined when I was younger. I dreamed of scented rooms and endless permutations of identity. Boys becoming girls, girls becoming boys who do boys like they're girls. A world of gorgeous clothes and cosmetics and music and endless fulfillment. After all these years, I think I've found the door to that world. I can see headlights of this car, and I know that this is the last time I will ever wait for anything. His chauffeur is a teenage girl dressed in leather and chrome and black vinyl. She smells of fresh rain and sex. He has told me that his intention is to rewrite the universe. At his chateau, we will create the model for a world without limits, a new experimental community of the future. We will become the forerunner of an outrageous new species. Do I believe him? Does it matter now? The Mercedes breathes perfume as I open the door and find him waiting for me. Ah, Theory. I take it you've decided then. These shadows. Why do they paint them on the walls? Protesters. Something to do with nuclear war, I think. They say that when the nuclear bomb goes off, only our shadows will remain imprinted on the walls. We will be gone and our shadows will rule the earth. I thought they already did. But we will give them pause. Yes, indeed. We will drown them in the raging torrent of their own unacknowledged fears and desires. He tells me that I have left the houses of the dead and entered the land of the truly living. I am to be no particular age, no particular sex. I am to be fluid, mercurial. He tells me I must slough my name and my past as a snake sheds its skin, or slough, rather. He pins a blank white badge to the collar of my jacket. I sit in my seat, nameless, invisible, untouchable, breathing blue smoke. I ask him what I should call him. I am the divine Marquise. I am Desaad, and I am free at last. Bow, wow, wow. The engine starts up. I settle back in the leather seat, becoming weightless and transparent. There is no more time. I close my eyes, and in my mind I see the sun rise on a better... and in my mind I see the sun rise on a new and better world. The end. Okay. So, here's the next issue. That was the end. That was the end of Arcadia. What did you guys think? Very interesting. Very deep. Could not pronounce a lot of those Mayan names and Aztec names. Very interesting. I don't believe I've ever read this far, so this is going to be a new journey for me as well. And I'm very much interested in continuing. So, if you guys would like to continue along, just, go ahead, watch the video. I'm sure a lot of you have. I'm sure a lot of you will. I know a lot of you already have on the first one, and again, I appreciate that so much. That's why we quickly got to this one. Spawn is coming. A lot of other stuff that we do is coming. So, just be on the lookout for that. We won't be doing Spawn this week. I'll be doing visual novels for the rest of the week. I did decide to do two comic books. We may do Bitch Planet at some point, but today is Thursday, so we need to go ahead and get started on the visual novel stuff that we do on Thursday and Friday. We get those. We usually handle those. So, I thank you so much, and we'll be getting started with the next issue very shortly, because I have a feeling you guys are going to like this as well. A great audience. Thank you so much. So bad I couldn't put this on YouTube. It sucks so much. I really want to put this on YouTube, but I can't. Copyrights and shit like that. And it's an honor that I get to actually read this, because this is considered like a classic in all regards. And again, I'm going through this for the first time, and it is a hell of an experience. It's very, very surreal. The poetry is really good to really nice to read. Just really enjoy this whole thing. So, at any rate, this will be the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm going to be out of here for Grimm's Comic Corner with the Invisibles. Thank you so much.